At about 6 every night during the summer, Peter Trapp drives from his farm in Piermont, New Hampshire, to the motel and drive-in theater his family owns on Route 5 in Fairleigh. He unlocks the chain-link fence and strolls to the faded wooden ticket booth. There's a package on the floor.
One of the films showed up. Let's see. Percy Jackson. Plug in the lights. I think we're in business.
But will he be in business this time next year? Selling T-shirts and posters, he and his family have raised about $20,000 toward the cost of a new projector, which would be about $80,000. The Fairleigh Drive-In has also entered an online contest sponsored by Honda. Winners get free projectors. But Trapp admits those odds are long for a small theater in a small state. Meanwhile, he has kept his 10-year-old film projector running through this soggy summer, even when only one car has shown up.
We can survive a slow year. We can't survive a slow year with a $1,000 a week payment.
That's what he figures he would owe if he borrows money for a projector. He heads across a field studded with aging car speakers to the projection coupe. Someone once broke into it.
So I had to build a new door. Substantial. So we have
the dehumidifier. He shows off shiny stainless steel discs the size of hula hoops that automatically feed spools of film into the projector. Then he fires up the speakers that play musical interludes before the film starts. All this relatively new equipment will be obsolete by January, but Trapp isn't really sure what form digital cinema will take. Hard drives? DVDs? Big questions, but no bigger than whether he can afford to make this conversion. And he isn't the only drive-in operator in Vermont who's struggling.
Thank you for calling the Randall Drive-In Theater located at 30.
Adam Gerhard leases the Randall Drive-In in Bethel.
Unless we find a way to go digital, this will be the last Labor Day, as far as I can tell, for this theater.
Gerhard's in the Honda contest, too, but he's collected only a few thousand dollars in other donations. So if he loses that online election, this could be curtains for the Randall Drive-In.
Come early to catch a spot under the stars. Ticket booth and snack bus will be open at 6:30 p.m. till the last movie is over.
For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.
Hope to see you at the movies. Have a great night. Bye.